live one here.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. Welcome back from the 420 break. I got a fine guest. He is Batman, Matt Rothschild, from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Don't forget to go see him. He's out in the public this evening, about 7 o'clock in the public library, Matt.
7 o'clock, public library downtown, room 302.
And he's bringing copies of his new book, 12 Ways to Save Democracy in Wisconsin. And if you ask him nice, I bet he would sell you one and maybe even sign it. I've got an autograph.
That's right. Sell you one. That's right.
I didn't pay for it, though. You know, perks of being the press.
Plus, you're in the book.
I am. At least you claim I am.
If you ever read it, you'd find out.
There's a footnote somewhere in the back that says Crudy.
No, Matt, it's actually in a chapter on how we restore an independent media in Wisconsin.
Matt, I was just catching some hell on social media. Apparently, I'm not independent enough. I'm not on the team. I'm not being blue enough. You know, I guess I only can blow the blue whistle and crap on Team Red. You know, partisans. Matt, that's not the way I do it. And, you know, once upon a time, I remember I used to love talking to conservatives, Republicans. You mentioned the other day I had Dale Schultz on, one of my favorite guests. Dale Schultz has advanced the conversation far more than me being an echo chamber of the left ever could, at least in my opinion. So, Matt, you know, I get it. And you know, maybe I'm being a little too adoring of Tommy Thompson because, you know, I think it'd make for great talk radio. But what's your opinion? Where the fever has to break at some point. And I get that democracy is in doubt. And I feel that. And I try to make that point each and every day on the radio. But at the end of the day, you know, how do we persuade the middle? And there still is a middle. And it's a big silent middle, but I think they're persuadable. How do we persuade the moderates, the middle?
I mean, there is a middle, and part of it is engaging in conversation with them. I was listening 2 days ago. You had Dave on, and you had a long conversation with Dave, who I think is very conservative, and you were bringing Dave along, and he started to agree with you on what you were talking about. And I think, you know, over time, there are people in our social circle who may not have voted the way we wanted. Unless you're on the Isthmus of Madison, you never meet anybody who didn't vote blue. There are some people, you know, who are decent people otherwise, in the fact that they might have voted a way we didn't like. And we just need to try to bring them back from the edge here and try to, first of all, make them say that, as I'm sure they would say, that January 6th was outrageous, that it was an assault on our democracy, and then just point out there are people who are lying about January 6th right now to our face, and they're in the Republican Party. You know, we've got to, even if you're going to stay a Republican, you got to be more sensible than that. We've got to bring people back to a sensible, rational, pro-democracy place where we can engage in conversation. I mean, there are Republicans who are decent Republicans. We got to face that. I mean, Senator Kathy Bernier, Senator Rob Coles, folks like that, Dale Schultz. And we just can't write off, you know, half the population of Wisconsin because they voted for Donald Trump. We got to bring some of those people around.
So what does break the fever? Is it, you know, maybe I'm being a little aspirational for Tommy, but is it the right candidate? Is it the right human being? We just get a transitional, transcendent sort of leader. I mean, are we waiting for a local Barack Obama, just someone that's so much better than all the other politicians that they can sort of break this fever between the parties and unite us once again as a state, as a country? You know, I'm hoping for that person, but I'm not sure who that person would be.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that's the best approach, just to hope that someone comes on a white horse and brings us all back together. I think it's more important for us just
to do... Bernie's getting old for a white horse. Could break his hip. But
I don't know if he
continue.
Rides either. I think we just got to do it person to person, actually. And if we all just find two or three people that we know that we can try to, you know, engage with, build a relationship with, gradually nudge people, these three people back, each of us, you know, bring two or three people along. You know, that's how the great gay and lesbian revolution happened in this country. And I think we can do that with bringing people back to sanity and shared respect for our democracy.
For those that may not join you at the public library tonight, but would still like to see the salvation of democracy, a couple of tips, Matt. What do you think the most important thing the listeners could do to help make a difference?
Well, people should join organizations. We've got great organizations in this state, great nonprofit organizations fighting, you know, the good fight on a whole range of fronts, but League of Women Voters, Common Cause, with Conservation Voters, Disability Rights Wisconsin is a tremendous organization. All these groups we're in conversation with, we're in dialogue with, we're in coalition with at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. And so, you know, join an organization, join it with a friend, because just to do politics on your own, isolated, is very frustrating, and you're going to burn out, banging your head against the wall. So join an organization, do it with a friend, and then you can do, you know, good politics for a lifetime. That's how I've done it.
Now, on the right, they gin up engagement levels of their supportive base. And part of what they do is they tell a big lie. And I'm not willing to, you know, drum up the lefty base by telling lies. Matt, what should I? I mean, I know you got a little media journalism broadcast background. Matt, what do you think we should be telling the people? Is it a story about, you know, good policy? Or is it a story about let's freaking save democracy? I mean what
that's
is the
story? And that's what I liked what you were saying in the last half hour. I mean, Build Back Better isn't going to get people out to vote. You know, saving the soul of America, which is what Biden campaigned on, that's going to get the base out, and that's going to get some independents out and some decent Republicans out, because they're worried about the soul of this country. Kathy Bernier's worried about a Republic going down the tubes. And that's the thing to fight on, not just this little policy, that little policy.
I have an action step for the people. Come see my friend, Matt Rothschild. Consider buying the book, 12 Ways to Save Democracy in Wisconsin, written by the aforementioned Matt Rothschild. He'll be selling and signing copies, if you ask nice, at the Madison Public Library, room 302, 7 o'clock this evening. Matt, I hope you have a great turnout.
Thanks a lot, Trudy.
Yeah, man, always appreciate when you come by, Batman. This is the What the Prince soundtrack version. You know, we're expanding the reach of the Batman universe.
This is Bat Dance, you see. Bat Dance.
Did you ever dance with the devil by the pale blue moonlight? Thank you, Matt Rothschild. You don't have to answer that. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Phone lines open. 844-967-2789. It is a dance party up in here.
Whoever heard
stop.
Dance off, bro. Me and you.
Now you want to get nuts? Come on. Let's get nuts.